And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is the nuts and bolts of business. Each of my guests is delving into a key aspect of business. My next guest is one of the country's premier motivators for small business owners. We'll explore the value of keeping your true identity. As she puts it, be yourself. Everybody else is taken. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to ask a question of Rita Davenport, you can call us at 639-0008. Rita Davenport is a charter member of the National Speakers Association, and she's listed in the NSA Hall of Fame. Rita is an internationally recognized expert in the principles of success, time management, goal setting, creative thinking, and building self-esteem and confidence. For the past 20 years, she served as president of Arbonne International, a personal care products company. Under her leadership, Arbonne grew from a few thousand consultants to, get this, over 800,000 consultants, with annual sales volume reaching $900 million. Rita's most outstanding accomplishment is being married to her high school sweetheart, producing two sons, and now she's the proud nana to one granddaughter as well. Rita is bilingual. She speaks two languages, English and Southern. Welcome to the show, Rita. How are you today?
Well, thanks so much. It's good to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you on board. And as I told you when we were setting up this interview, to tell you the permanence of how an impression can be made, I heard you speak over 20 years ago at a convention, and I knew that I just had to have you on my show. So thank you for being my guest. I appreciate that.
Bill, what took you 20 years, though? I just have to ask you.
I'm a little slow on the uptake. What can I say? So let's dive into it if we can, Rita. There's a popular mantra that's out there today. It goes something like this: find your authentic self. Now, that sounds good, but unfortunately, not enough people understand what that means. And in this transparent world that we've got of the internet, where nothing is secret and there are no personas, every business owner, every person needs to be authentic. Talk to us about that. You're teaching people how to be authentic for years. What does it mean to be authentic, and how important is that today?
Well, I think the best way to teach anyone anything is by example, and I think that I have set that example. I truly believe that we're all sent to this world with a purpose and a talent to fulfill that purpose. And I think that when you get in touch with that, when you realize that you have greatness, that there are no accidents, that in order for you to get here, in this world, you know, you started out with just a little tiny sperm, let's say, and you had to outswim over a couple hundred thousand other sperms to get to where you are, to get to be born. And the losers are the ones that you left behind. And I always reminded myself of that I won the World Olympics to even be born. And there must be something I'm supposed to do. I think the thing we're most concerned about in this world, and when you get to a mature age, you realize that we're very concerned about how we look and what other people think about us. And I think you have to learn to accept yourself. I do teach that, you know, be yourself, because you're going to mess up trying to be somebody else. And to be honest, everybody else is taken. So I think that when you start having self-worth, and I think that this is a result of your self-talk, this is a result of growing. You're here to do two things, Bill. You're here to learn, and you're here to love. And you can't love other people until you learn to love yourself. It's like if you wanted to give someone a check of $100,000 and your net worth was only $50, you couldn't give what you don't have. So I teach people to start appreciating themselves. And that's often very difficult, because we're programmed, sometimes even before we're born, with all the negativity that's around us. And we absorb that. So my breakthrough was listening to people like Norman Vincent Peale and Earl Nightingale, the Lead the Feel series, that you become what you think about all day long. And William James said man can alter his life by altering his attitude. So I realized that although I was limited in so many ways, I was raised in Nashville, Tennessee, and I could not sing or pick. I had no talent like that. I could have, you know, felt like, well, I don't have really much to look forward to. I never felt like I was that intelligent. I always knew that I was street smart and I had survival skills, and I had to play on that, because although I'm a college graduate and I was able academically to accomplish what many people look forward to doing some days, I still realized that was not going to get me where I wanted to be. And I started evaluating what my talents were. And for everyone listening right now, just know categorically that you have talent, and be honest with yourself. What do you really like to do? My father was a mechanic, but he was a good mechanic. And he set an example for his family that if anyone ever had car trouble, he would always pull over and try to help them. And it would cause us to be late, and I'd complain, and he'd say, well, someday my babies might be out on the road, and somebody's going to stop and help you, because I'm going to stop and help this fellow right now. Well, I learned from that that what goes around comes around. And I know that each person listening today has a talent. I think you need to get good at something. I was a friend of the famed artist Ted DeGrazia that lived in Tucson, and he was like the Picasso of the Southwest. And he said that he couldn't even draw when he first started in art, and he kept practicing and practicing until his paintings sold for, oh, I don't even know what they sell for now, but a small one would be like $20,000.
Wow.
And get good at something. So everyone listening has talent, and know that. And no one's like you. I mean, no one has your fingerprints. No one has the essence that you have. Your DNA is unique. So just realize that, you know, we absolutely take from no one when we seek to be good at something. And it does no one any good for you to remain poor and weak and sick or unhappy. And raise your expectations, because what you think about, you bring about. So this being authentic is a result of what do you expect? My grandpa was not a wealthy person, and I asked him one day when I was a little girl, I said, what do you expect to end up like? And he said, I expected to be on old age assistance, which back then was welfare. And I realized at probably the age of six that we become what we expect. So ask yourself right now, where do you expect to be? Where do you see yourself? What do you have that you can use to help other people get what they want? And you'll have everything you ever wanted if you help enough other people get what they want.
All right, my guest is Rita Davenport, and you've given us a lot of good information. It's like drinking from a fire hose, Rita. But I want to come back to this whole idea of the authentic self once again, because a lot of people don't know what their authentic self is. You know, they may have traveled through this life to this point, and they've done what has been expected of them, but they don't know what's truly them. How can we discover our true authentic self, our true authentic gifts?
Because you evaluate what you like to do. I truly get the most joy out of seeing other people grow and develop and become successful. And I've been that way all my life. Right out of college, I became a social worker, and I told a high school friend that I was a social worker. And he said, heck, Rita, you've been a social worker all your life. I realized at an early age that what I love to do most was help other people. And it truly can be a curse sometimes, Bill, I'll be honest with you, because there's so much to do. There's so many needs out there. There's so many people that need what I call mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, or getting talked down from a bridge when they're just going to give up. So I think finding your authentic self is evaluating what are you good at, what do you like to do, and how can you parlay that into making a living and helping other people, because you've got to have survival skills too. So to me, I have a southern accent, and I guess that surprises you, but I had a chance once to work for a national TV station and really, you know, go big time to New York. Wynn Mars was my agency, and the agent said, "But now you're going to have to lose that accent." And I said, "Are you kidding me? This is who I am. Why would I lose my accent? It's gotten me where I am." So rather than lose my accent, I've been able to use my accent to be able to interject humor and encouragement and motivation. So I think that just accepting yourself, I know, see, the cause of low self-esteem is when we compare ourselves to someone else. Every day I get up, I know there's somebody more attractive, more intelligent, wealthier, better looking, better figure, more talent. Every day, so what? I'm not being compared by those people. I'm compared by where I started and where I am today. And that's true for everyone listening. Your success is measured not where you are, but where you're going, where you've been. So, you know, give yourself credit. Give yourself a hug once in a while. We're here to do two things, simply two things, because it's overwhelming, you know, when you talk about being authentic and what you're supposed to do. You're here to learn. You're here to get better. And I have so much more to learn. And you're here to love. You're here to express love. You're here to love yourself and learn to love other people. And, you know, the way we treat others is our opinion of ourselves. When we're generous with other people, then we're more generous with ourselves. So, you know, what you give is what you get, no more and no less.
My guest is Rita Davenport, and she is sharing with us what she has learned throughout her career. Rita, let's talk about relationships in business, if we can, and this whole concept of learning and sharing, which I like so very much in what you teach. People that are out there today that might be in business today selling something, whether they're actual salespeople or in a business selling their concepts to other people in a business, talk to us about the importance of relationships and how relationships are trumping marketing in this economy that we're facing.
Well, it's the key factor to me. People want to buy from people that they know, they believe in, they trust. If you look at someone and you see dollar marks, get out of whatever you're in because it's just really not the right mindset. But if you look at people and you see a genuine need that they have that you can fill, then that person is going to pick up. You see, communication is only about 3% of what we say. I mean, it's inflection, it's body language, it's your essence when you communicate with someone else. And be genuine. And people are hungry for people that they feel really do care about them. Joe Girard is in the Guinness World Book of Records because he sold the most cars in a single year. And I once had a chance in my broadcasting career to interview him. And I said, you know, what made you so successful selling cars? And he sent a greeting card to his customers for every holiday. They'd get a Thanksgiving card, they'd get a Christmas card, they'd get a Valentine's card, whatever the occasion was. And he said that when people would come home, they'd say, did we get any mail? Oh, yeah, that car salesman Joe Girard sent us a card. Well, you know, when your kids got ready to buy a car, they're going to think Joe Girard is the guy that sells cards to my family. So being connected on a personal basis to people will help drive your sales more than anything I know. Letting people know you really care about them. When you talk to them, ask about the kids, ask about the grandkids. Sound genuinely interested. And, you know, I interviewed Milton Berle one time, and he gave me a compliment. He said, you're really good in broadcasting. He said, you either genuinely care about people when you ask questions and you interview them, or you're able to fake it, and you're a great actress. Well, I'm not an actress at all, but I genuinely was interested in people that I interviewed. And people that I have been able to have as part of my sales force, they know when they're around me in a heartbeat, in a nanosecond. I'm genuinely interested in them. And remind yourself of that, how important this person is to you. And I think that being sincere, being authentic, and letting them know that you care is very important. And I think with all the technology, and I know your show today, I mean, it's very impressive with the social technology and the social things that are happening with the media. But still, we're in a heart-to-heart business anytime you're selling something. And you need to express that to people. So really genuinely caring about people. And it sounds crazy to say, but you've got to care about yourself before you care about other people.
That makes sense to me. My guest is Rita Davenport. Rita, you've got so much wisdom to share. In just the few minutes that we've got remaining, give us some nuts and bolts. What are some things that we can start to do immediately today to become more authentic, to become more genuine, more in touch with what our true purpose is?
You know, I'm reading a book right now about Einstein, and I really just like to carry this book around so people think I'm a lot smarter than I am. But Einstein said that imagination is more important than intelligence. I think that to have imagination and to see yourself in your highest possibility, where would you like to be? What can you do in order to get there? What skills do you need? We're not born being able to do very much as far as accomplishing greatness until we grow and learn and develop and interact and do all those things that's important. But know what you like to do. Get in touch with that. What are you good at? Everybody's good at something. My sister happens to be a fantastic cook. Now, you know, if she ever wanted to, she could write cookbooks, which I have done. I have written cookbooks because I also enjoyed cooking. So whatever it is that you like to do, see how you can hone that skill into becoming a Mrs. Fields or whatever it is that you would like to do. So realize you have skills. Ask yourself, what do you want? What do you really want in life? Ask yourself, I think to be authentic, what are you willing to give up to get it? Because for everything you get, you've got to give up something. And with every adversity, there's a gift. So what are you willing to give up to get it? And then you got to set your priorities. You got to decide what you want bad enough. as bad as you need air to breathe. And then you got to go to work. And this is, it's not, you know, if it was easy, it'd be sleazy. But it's really simpler than maybe people have thought before. It's getting good at something after you decide what you truly, really want in life. And to be authentic, you're going to mess up. This reason that I've done a series of tapes called Laugh Your Way to Success, because you've got to learn to laugh at yourself first. You're going to mess up. And you're just going to know that God gave us a sense of humor to smooth out the rough edges of things about ourselves that we don't like. And there are things that we don't like about ourselves, but learn to accept yourself. And then I always say that, you know, you're practicing, that this failure or setback is practicing till you get where you want to be. And your success is in direct proportion to the failures that you've had in life, too.
There we go. Rita, I'm going to interrupt you for just a second. We've got a guest on the phone who wants to speak to you. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Do you want to speak to Rita Davenport?
And to Billy as well. This is Jim Cathcart. I wanted to offer some praise to both of you. Rita and I have known each other for, gosh, I don't know, 30 years, maybe since the first time we met. And Rita, you do so much good in the world. I just wanted to call and say, go, girl. Congratulations. Thanks for being on the air with Billy. And Billy, thanks for your show.
Oh, thank you very much, Jim, for the call. We appreciate it. And Rita, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. If people want to learn more about you, if they're intrigued by what you have to say, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, I'm on Facebook and also on the Internet. It's I have a website, www.ritadavenport@cox.net is a way to contact me. So anxious to hear from people, and thank you again for having me on the show, and love listening to you.
Oh, Rita, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.